Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Fun group of students in studio this morning from Lutheran High School South, helping us sample healthy breakfast with our nutrition educator, Camille Smith. She's a registered dietitian and with the St. Louis District Dairy Council and a bringer of all things tasty to the studio.
That smell delicious.
I know. She could smell it over the air.
It smells so good in here right now.
Facebook Live. We're on facebook.com/KFUO radio.
Yeah, we got to work finally.
We're live. And
thanks, Ian.
Ian is a camera operator this morning.
For telling me I had the iPad on there backwards. So I couldn't see anything. It's like, there's no video. He's like, it's in backwards. Things happen.
Leave it to Monday. Yeah. Ian's pretty sharp like that. In studio with Nora, Maddie, and Jacob from Lutheran High School South, sampling some great and healthy breakfasts with Camille Smith. So we had cottage cheese on toast. Very simple, easy thing to do. Make some toast, slap some cottage cheese on it, out the door. I suggest maybe 2 slices of bacon, another slice of bread as well, but hey.
I mean, to each his own.
There you go. So up next, we got a little hint, smoothie time.
Indeed, smoothies. So it is. We are approaching fall, but it still feels like the middle of summer in St. Louis, Missouri.
Heat warning today.
Right.
Yeah.
So maybe something cool and refreshing that you could grab and go sounded like a good idea. So I made today a peaches and cream smoothie. Super simple. So we started with the most simple and we'll kind of work our way up to still not very difficult. But this smoothie, you're welcome to go ahead and taste it. I used a fresh peach because they are still in season and still so delicious. So a fresh peach and about a medium peach, and then an equal part of vanilla yogurt and then an equal part of milk. So maybe half cup of each.
Delicious.
And, but you can adjust things as you like. So I just blended those up. And then to make it a little bit more dessert-like, I did sprinkle on a little bit of graham cracker crumbs just so that it could taste like a peach pie.
Yeah. It was like, a little cobbler feel to it there. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I'm giving away all this. That's why we had the panel here. I was excited. All right.
What do you think?
What do you think, Jacob?
I am always a huge fruit fan, so to have a fresh peach as it's in season, I'm definitely a fan. It has a great taste to it.
All right. Maddie?
I don't love peaches either, but I thought this is really good, and I'd make it for my breakfast.
Nora, not a fan of peaches?
I do love peaches. Oh. This was really good, and I did like the graham crackers. I'd never heard of that before, and that was really good.
Gives it a little texture.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
It was a last-minute choice this morning. I'm glad that it came through.
I feel like, and if you don't like peaches, like strawberries, I feel like would be really good. Or blueberries. I'm a big fan of blueberries.
Of course. Yeah. And what I didn't do, since the peaches were fresh and in season and just right the way they were, I didn't freeze them or anything like that. But if you like your smoothie to be even colder or a little bit thicker, then you could use frozen fruit, any that Sarah has mentioned, or pick your favorite fruit.
Now, earlier you mentioned my secret ingredient for smoothies. Avocado.
Avocado!
Because then it stays with you a little bit longer. Yeah.
It does. And it's so creamy, too.
Anybody added avocado to a smoothie before?
Yes. I love avocado.
Can't say that I have.
Really? And you put spinach in there and greens. And then tastes real good.
You are my people.
A little yogurt, little avocado, and that'll stay with you for quite a while. The protein from the yogurt and the fat from the avocado, that'll stay with you for a while.
And Andy, you know that my favorite smoothie ingredient that I didn't bring today is beets.
I know,
beets.
It's not.
Beets.
Beets. I did not bring you beets, but I'm thinking about them right now.
It makes it nice and pink.
It does.
It's a beautiful color.
It does. Yeah. So I'm sorry, or you're welcome. I'm smoothie beets today. But they do make things quite lovely.
No, I think you all mentioned that you do smoothies from time to time. What are your favorite smoothie ingredients?
I always do strawberry banana, just basic.
Mm-hmm. Nora?
Typically strawberry banana with some veggies in there.
I'm going to guess Jacob mixes it up because he likes fruit.
Yeah, I do. So it kind of depends. If I can find a good coconut, I am all for a coconut smoothie.
Like fresh coconut?
Yeah, fresh coconut.
Wow.
That's impressive. Yeah.
I've never done that.
Yeah. You take the shell off, right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. You take the shell off.
And then, it's add fiber.
Yeah. You can even mix it with like some pineapple and you get like an island smoothie almost. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's kind of fun.
What's that called?
Like a pina colada.
Yeah. See, I knew Jacob would be creative.
Yeah, very creative. I can't say that I've ever done anything like that, and I probably should have at this point in my life to get some tips from you, sir.
I like to mix frozen coconut milk with frozen blueberries with a little bit of honey. Oh, that's really good.
Tasty. Mm.
Yeah.
So we tried smoothies, cream cheese on toast. What do we have up next?
Next, this is also an option for people who are on the go. And today we'll call this an egg in a mug. So sometimes people will just take their coffee mug or a large enough mug.
We're chuckling because we talked about disasters during the break.
We heard about somebody using too small a mug.
If you want to hear about all of our disaster stories with eggs in a mug, go to Facebook Live and watch the break. It's amusing.
Ensure that your mug or bowl is large enough to... to handle the load. But in here we've got one egg, we have a half cup of milk, and a third cup of quick oats. And I also, since I went the savory route, decided to put in a little bit of green pepper and some savory spices and some pepper, and just microwaved this guy. So it's going to incorporate four different food groups all in one on-the-go breakfast. And then after microwaving it, I did stop at the midpoint, mix it around, and then microwave it for another 2 minutes. But after that, I put on a little bit of sharp white cheddar cheese. Mm. So you're all welcome to sample it.
Cheese.
Cheese makes everything better.
It does. It does.
It's going to add even more calcium, again, more protein.
I never thought of putting oats in with the egg. That's interesting.
I'll be honest and say that one of my coworkers at St. Louis District Dairy Council, Erin, does this a lot of days of the week when she's kind of on the go, and it smells terrific, and it really is such a nutritionally complete breakfast and super easy.
Yeah.
So you're adding grains, some fiber. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You could put in vegetables if you like. I did go with the green peppers, but I thought mushrooms might be nice.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're getting dairy from the milk as well as the cheese if you choose to put that on top. And then protein, more protein from your egg.
And I see you were wise. You went for a larger bowl as opposed to a coffee cup.
I've maybe had an experience similar to the one you described, Sarah.
Maybe exploding a eggs disaster. In the microwave.
Microwaving eggs can be a bit messy if you don't go with a large enough bowl. And then do you cover it with like a napkin or something?
When I'm thinking about it.
When you're in a hurry, maybe not. And then you regret it later. All right. What's the verdict? I haven't sampled them yet. But let's go to Maddie.
I thought it was really good, and it's such a good idea to be able to put it in something so simple and so fast, because you can mix it up a lot with like onions or meat or anything else in there.
Okay, very good. Very good. Nora?
I was a big fan, and I do like peppers, so I thought that was a really great addition.
I thought it was really interesting with the oats. It certainly added a very different texture that I wasn't used to for like standard eggs in the morning, so I think it would be a great thing to mix it up in the morning.
So now when you're prepping your eggs for the week, you said you guys do that on the weekend prep them for the week, put some oats in them.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I never thought of that. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Thanks, Erin.
Yes. Thank you, Erin. Yeah. Back to the Dairy Council. A lot of times I will make a simple egg and put it on toast with some cheese, and that makes me pretty happy. But I like this, that it's a different take on grains, and it's going to give me, you know, again, a good dose of fiber that's going to help keep me full throughout the day, and plenty of protein.
Yeah. Well, in those meals that you can like throw together all in one bowl and just cook like that, that's so much easier. And I like those like one bowl meals.
Are you making up words?
My English is, just keep talking.
Now, of the, this is all that we have covered today. So let's take a look at, go back over these and rate your favorite here. Choose your favorite. So we had the cottage cheese on toast. We had the peach smoothie.
Yes.
The peach, I call it a peach cobbler smoothie, but peach smoothie, and then the oatmeal and eggs. What do you think? What was your favorite this morning, Nora?
I'm going to go with the oatmeal and the eggs. I'm not a big fan of really sweet things in the morning, so that's why I was less a fan of the smoothie. It was very good, but I do think the eggs would be more realistic for me.
And Maddie?
For me, I loved the smoothie and the cottage cheese. The two things I thought I wouldn't like, I actually really enjoyed. So it was very good.
And Jacob?
I would have to go with the smoothie because the taste was wonderful. And then the practicality of it, of just making a smoothie in the morning and be able to throw that in some type of cup and carry that with me for the drive to school and then even probably through the first class is a great idea.
And it had fruit in it, too.
Yeah.
My apologies. I'm standing here eating on the microphone. Everybody can hear me eating. It had fruit in it, so it's a winner for Jacob as well. It's easy to take with you. All great ideas this morning. So who's going to go home and try something new this week?
I will.
I'm going to challenge you, too, if you are adding in a breakfast that you don't usually eat, maybe take notice of how you typically felt throughout the morning before you were eating breakfast, and then maybe notice if you felt a difference after giving yourself a healthy breakfast in the morning. You don't have to report back to me. Just think about it. It's your homework.
What time do you typically eat breakfast?
Usually...
when you eat breakfast.
I usually eat for school like 7:20, so sometime in between like 7 in the morning, usually, right after I get up.
Mine's usually about right when I get up, so I have time to get ready afterwards, brush my teeth after. So mine usually ends up being around 6:30, 6:20 in the morning.
So does your breakfast last until the next time you eat? Or do you find yourself hungry?
It can sometimes be a struggle to make it all the way to lunch.
So certainly having something that's going to sustain you all the way through, give you the energy and keep that tummy from rumbling while you're trying to stay focused at school. I think the eggs with the cheese, that would do that. That would keep me through that time. Well, these are all great ideas, Camille. What's going on at the Dairy Council? We've got just about a minute left. What's going on at the Dairy Council? What should we stay on top of?
Well, it is back to school time. Pardon me. So we do have a couple of new initiatives. The one that we're really excited about is called what is it called?
We go to the Dairy Council.
Adopt a cow.
Adopt a cow.
That's for our younger friends. They can follow the life of a dairy cow throughout the whole school year. And so visit our website to adopt your own cow for your classroom.
Very cool.
That sounds
the website?
Awesome. It is stldairycouncil.org. Please visit us there.
stldairycouncil.org. Also on social media, follow the St. Louis District Dairy Council there as well. And maybe get some great ideas, recipes like the ones that we shared today. And to our students at Lutheran High School South, with just a few seconds left, any teachers you want to give a shout out today?
Hi, Dad.
Big shout out to Mr. Jansen, band teacher.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And Pastor Cox will be there soon.
Thank you all for being our guests. Thanks so much, Lutheran High School South, for being our guests on the Coffee Hour. Camille, thanks so much for being here from the Dairy Council today. It's been fun and tasty this morning. Does it for the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO, the listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.